You know, we've had three good days again this week. Guys continue to work hard and improve. A lot of juice out there today. It's good to see. You see your leadership, see guys responding to adversity, which is exactly what I expected with these guys. I've just looking at them, I've said all along, I really like this group of guys. I like our team. They have really molded together to become a pretty close group, and that's a good thing because right now that's what they need to do, and we're working hard. Got UTC this week. You know, I said earlier, very familiar with their coaching staff, coached against them. Guys on our staff have coached with them and against them, so they do a fantastic job. You know, we have lots of things we can improve on this week, and we've got to do that. We've got to do that every week, so our guys are working hard to do that. With that, I'll take any questions.
You released a statement earlier this afternoon on Bryce. I was just wondering, it mentions a plan but doesn't specify it. I don't know what the plan entails, what went into your decision, and does this mean he's available Saturday?
You know, he's been away from the team for 3 weeks. He's been in school here. There's still lots of things that's got to go on here with his situation. But, you know, he obviously made a mistake, but he needs to be around the football team. He's not practicing 3 weeks, so he needs to practice just to it's good for him.
But can he play Saturday?
Well, it's hard to play when you hadn't been practicing, right? It's hard to get in shape. So we've got to build up.
Jeremy, to follow up on that, you mentioned in your statement you believed in the plan for him. Can you elaborate on what that plan entails? And then also, was this solely your decision to reinstate him, or were there other people that needed to be involved in that decision?
No, it's we're not going to discuss a plan. I mean, from privacy issues, that has to can't really discuss that. And you know, no, there's when you talk about something like this, you don't just make a decision out on your own. You have to consult with people within our university, and obviously we have.
Coach, turnovers are one thing you've talked a lot about this week, not getting in the first two games. How do you coach that on the practice field? What's, in your experience, what are some tricks you can use to kind of manufacture that?
Well, we obviously haven't gotten any. You know, the big thing is, to me, is you got to recruit guys that are used to handling the ball. To me, it seems like it gets contagious. The simplest thing is when every play ends, the defense needs to have the ball. So, you know, you're fighting to get the ball all the way to the end. That's kind of our motto. It's not – we've not seen the kind of – the dividends on game day, but that's how we practice. So, we've got to take the practice part to the game. You know, we've had some opportunities to pick a few balls off and haven't, but we've got to get some balls off people.
Jimmy, I'm wondering what your thoughts have been overall on the play of the safeties so far, and you've said before that some young guys are getting closer to helping. Are any of those young safeties closer to being able to get in the mix and help there?
I wouldn't say anywhere on our football team has played great the first 2 weeks. There's lots of improvement everywhere. You know, you look, we've missed a few tackles in two games, not as many as I previously thought when I looked at it. That's one of the, there's three things that I look at: missed tackles, mental errors, and loafs. So not as many missed tackles, too many mental errors, which some of that comes with when you're playing teams in the first couple of weeks, you don't know exactly who they are. It helps to have experience, so when you see something, you can play things based off concepts. But we've got to improve all over our football team. And, yes, we've got some young guys in the secondary that are getting closer, you know. So they got to continue to work hard. The problem is a couple of these guys, we've had to move around to a couple of positions just for lack of depth. But it'll help them in the long run.
Patrick, then Eric.
Jeremy, where do you think Warren Burrell's confidence is right now? Where do you want to see him kind of improve and get better over the next few weeks and next few games?
I think Warren's probably been one of our better players on defense. You know, He gave up a few passes last week, but we're playing off cover three. You know, that's the weakness of the defense. He's tackled well. He's been in the right spots. He's got some guys cut off in the back end. He's an instinctive guy that needs to develop play strength. I mean, he's 172 pounds. He's got a nice frame on him, but he's going to have to work hard during the season to maintain strength and have a little more play strength, a little more heavier hands, you know, and really kind of take care of his body so he can survive the season.
Coach, has there been any change with Baylen Buchanan? How is he progressing with his injury? Is there any update there?
You know, he's not playing right now. He's not I mean, he does everything in practice. He doesn't hit, right? You know, and Baylen's a guy that, to me, could play a lot of positions. Felt like he's one of our better players on defense. You know, it's unfortunate that it's not unfortunate. I'm glad we discovered this injury to protect him, but it's unfortunate for him. But he is making progress, and he's rehabbing, so he's working hard, and he's, you know, if it happens to where he could play in a couple of weeks, he would be physically ready. But, you know, we're just kind of staying status quo there, and he goes out there and works every day with no contact.
Coach Pruitt, yes, what is your expectations for Saturday's game? I mean, you guys are a lot of pressure, 0-2 coming this season. What are your expectations coming to the Saturday's game?
Well, you know, every week we have the same expectations, and that's to be at our best. The previous games will have no outcome on the next game, you know. So we have 60 minutes on Saturday to be at our best. And that's one thing that we need to do because we have yet to do that.
Mike and Jesse and Ben.
Jeremy, does it help when you go and recruit Memphis when you've got a guy like Eric who's come in right away and had some success? And how important is it to get out there and recruit?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the whole question.
A little sick. How important is it when you go and recruit Memphis that you have a guy like Eric Gray who's walked in and had some success right away? And how key is it to recruit that side of the state?
Well, I think that, you know, Eric Gray has done a really nice job since he's been here. You know, very mature. You know, he made all A's and one B in the spring semester. Really good student, does everything we ask him to do. Very good leadership skills. You know, what you see on Saturdays is what we see on Monday through Friday with him. So that's not a surprise. Guy comes to work every single day. And, you know, and there's a lot of guys in our young, in our freshman class that are very similar to Eric that work hard like that. You know, he's at a position to where right now it's him and Ty, you know, are the only two scholarship running backs. So he's getting plenty of opportunity.
Jeremy, what is kind of the latest on Danny Batuli? And Jeremy Banks was working with Henry Toa out there today. Is there an opportunity potentially Saturday to maybe get Jeremy some more run that didn't afford itself a week ago?
To get him what?
To get him some more playing time or run that didn't afford himself.
Well,
a week
you know,
ago.
Jeremy controls a lot of that. So he always wants to play on Saturdays. He's got to do what it takes on Monday through Friday to earn the opportunity to play on Saturday. You know, he's a guy that has really good potential. He's a really good competitor, plays a really good toughness, and you know, just got to be a little more consistent to get those opportunities.
Coach, two games in, I guess a couple weeks into the plan for Trey Smith. How is that routine going, and how close do you think he is playing to his capability of 100% healthy?
Well, you know, Trey is He played better this week than he did the previous week, and I'm sure he'll continue to do that. Plan's great. You know, it's been no issues there. You know, one thing is, you know, we've probably changed our practice routine a little bit on Thursdays to give him an opportunity to do a little more. So, and it's probably good for all of our players because you know, we're really thin at some positions, just to kind of give them a chance to get their legs back under them a little bit. You know, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we've gotten after it pretty good first 3 weeks of the season. And then, so we'll continue with this plan. It gives him an opportunity to take more reps on Thursday.
Wes, final question.
Jimmy, you've talked about the running back numbers a couple of times now. Is there any update on Tim Jordan and Carlin Fields and me? I know they've both been doing some stuff in practice.
Yeah, Carlin has he's actually took some reps this week with the ones and twos. You know, he's probably one more week away. But last week he worked on the scout team. He's just kind of building himself up, and it's just building up confidence, right? He needs to get banged on a little bit. You know, running back that's not carried the ball in a while is a dangerous deal there as far as putting it on the ground. So he needs to get knocked around some with the ball in his hand. You know, Tim's practice the last 3 days, you know, he's improved every single day. So I would expect him to be ready to go by Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah.